Good morning. A cloudy and showery start to the day across a large part of interior New York and New England as a wave of low pressure tracks south of Long Island on its way east of Cape Cod and into the western Atlantic. As a result, the showers will begin to wind down, primarily from west to east across the area, and will start a drying trend. However, clouds will hang tough for a while, especially this morning, mainly of the low variety, and this will prevent temperatures from climbing all that fast today, and most everyone will be stuck in the 40s for a while. However, with some bright spots and breaks in the clouds around midday and lasting into the afternoon, we should manage to get into the upper 50s to around 60. Energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere in this environment could still, though, touch off a passing shower this afternoon. We'll continue the drying trend into the night tonight, and skies will become partly cloudy. Temperatures will drop back into the upper 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a trough of low pressure, which will be digging into the Great Lakes and pivoting into the region on Tuesday. Once again, skies will be mostly cloudy, and with this energy, we could see a couple of passing showers from time to time. It'll be breezy and cool for this time of year, with highs in the middle to upper 50s. After this trough lifts out, we'll go back to a mix of sun and clouds and highs near 60 on Wednesday, and even into the middle and upper 60s on Thursday, with partly to mostly sunny skies. Another trough will start to dig into the region on Friday with the risk of a shower, which will last into Saturday. Highs will stay in the 60s and will continue with the risk of a few showers into the day on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will extend along a front from the southern mid-Atlantic across the Gulf Coast and into the southern plains today. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe storms over parts of the southern plains through Tuesday morning. The hazards associated with these severe thunderstorms will be frequent lightning, wind gusts, hail, and even a few tornadoes. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms will continue along and near the same front from the southeast toward Texas. Meanwhile, the northern and central Rockies will be underneath a broad upper-level trough with well-below-average temperatures. The cold readings will support snow across the northern and central Rockies. At Mount Washington this morning, 6 miles visibility with light snow and 25 degrees with a northeast wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 4 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 43, 100% relative humidity, a west wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.83 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Del Rio, Falcon Lake, and Zapata, all in Texas, to a low of 6 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, clouds, then becoming partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly cloudy with a few showers in the upper 50s, and in Buffalo a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 59 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 50, that's 8 degrees below normal. 0.02 inch of rain yesterday, 1.33 inches for the month, which is 0.37 inch above normal, and 10.67 inches for the year, which is 1.37 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 46, the record high, 92, set in 1970, and the record low, 28, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:38 a.m., sunset this evening 8:06 p.m., 14 hours and 28 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with a few passing showers today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with a passing shower possible today and highs in the lower 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny with a passing shower today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, a passing shower possible today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 40. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny with the risk of a few passing showers, breezy in the mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 60s on Thursday. Partly sunny, a chance of showers on Friday and Saturday in the middle and upper 60s, and a chance of showers on Sunday with highs again in the middle and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.